You are listening to the Barcode Fifth Cast.
Hello and welcome. This is the Barcode Fourth Cast 03. So for this fourth cast, we have ID and Counter-Strike.
Oi.
Only one half of them, though.
The other half is too sexy for the podcast. You British people say podcast.
Yep. Fourth cast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Barcode fourth cast.
Search and destroy.
You British people say filth cast. Yep.
But I'm not British.
Oh, yeah.
And this is another...
This one is forthcoming on Barcode Beware 04.
Another sick half-step beat from Donny, as only he can.
Hear this mix coming in.
Oh! Donny's smashing up the dance.
Donnie's making my face hurt in several places. Donnie rinsing the dance. So every time we curse, Donnie has to bleep it out.
Exactly.
Cock. Boom. We should sit back and just let Donnie explode all over our face with this awesome mix. Just like to do a quick shout out to the Scottish drum and bass forums. Hope you're enjoying this. Destroy. World premiere. 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 Premiere, 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 premiere.
Search and destroy.
ID, you're speaking way too fucking loud.
I am sorry. Somebody turn me down. You are a complete mic level Nazi.
I know.
So what's the record amount of complaints that you've had so far from the Barcode podcasts?
If you speak off the mic again while you're talking, ID, I will bash you over the head. You doing this while you are talking, which doesn't help.
It's alright if I just chill back here.
Yeah, that's fine. Sit a bit closer.
It is really hard to maneuver in this studio with all the dancing girls and, you know.
Search and destroy.
Who's drunk people walking around?
They're all here for you.
Half time. Just like, yeah, one snare every other few minutes.
Right.
A really interesting song title. I want to know, why Pyramid Punk?
Well, guy, there's definitely a story to that one. Sam SPL has been coming around my place to smash up my couch, my Wii, and my dance, my upstairs dance, for a while now. We made this track in, I think he was staying with me for 2 weeks, and we worked on this, and all our working titles are stupid. Some we have Flowers in My Joystick, Pumpkin Yard, and Hand Banana. And Pumpkin Yard was thrown into this computer program that hustles up your words and your letters. It spit out Pyramid Punk. You're like, great, it's better than Pumpkin Yard, right? That wee sound is a Cylon from the new Battlestar Galactica series. Sam is a four-balled monster.
Adi's really good at finger dancing.
How many amens does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Anytime
the skull step becomes just too much, I use this little baby to fill up the dance. Now, we picked this because it was an inspirational tune to both me and the one they call Animal Chin. Perfectly executed dance floor stormer to shape the future on the Metalheads, what was it, LP?
It was the one that came in the tin.
In a metal box.
Yeah. What else was on there? There was a couple of good things, I think. There was a good Dillinger tune on there too. I remember what pissed me off about the tin was that piece of sponge inside of it.
Optical, really pushing the action breakbeat to its fullest.
I mean, it still sounds good to this day, doesn't it?
When was this released?
1997, I think.
No, later.
You think so?
Think
so. Yeah, 98 actually.
Optical's bass lines ruled the universe. So simple, so effective.
I think the first time I heard this, I was at the end in 1997, and Randall played it. And when this part came in, I was like, this is fucking dope. This right here.
Well, it is called To Shape the Future.
Yeah.
He was on point. Most of the girls are sitting down by now. There's a beautiful official drum roll.
This is something off the Insubordination album, part 3 to be exact.
Say, guy, can you tell us a little bit more about Insubordination?
Well, this specific track is something we did with Silent Killer. He sent me an idea around. I really liked it and thought we could take it further. And this is what we ended up with in the end. Well, it's gonna smash the dance like Don is punishing the floor right now. So while I'm at it, I might as well give you the lowdown. Insubordination is released in 3 parts, vinyl parts. Along with that, there will also be MP3 releases, Beatport and so forth, coming out with each full release of each EP. We try to come up with a concept for the album, and there's 3 colors. We're doing green, red, and blue vinyl.
Put it this way, if you hate Counter-Strike music, but you love colors, you could still buy the record.
Well, you're gonna get the red one, right? You.
Sure.
I'll get in the red one. You're actually gonna pay for it, right?
So much money to Counter-Strike Incorporated. Silly. Colored vinyl currently smashing up dances everywhere. But it's nice to see that people are trying to up the collectability of their records. With the threat of motherfuckers like Donnie playing CDs, you know, we have to make the records look really nice. Oh Jesus, my balls, this mix coming in is so good.
This is a tune we did with Donnie called Tear Your Asshole Apart. It's mostly about Donnie. Just his asshole tearing capabilities.
All these tunes are out on Algorithm.
This is, of course, coming on Insubordination 2.
Who else is on the Insubordination project?
There's Donnie, as we're hearing right now. We've got the Panacea.
The Panacea.
We have Current Value, Silent Killer. I'm sure I'm leaving someone out.
Well, I know there's no ID. Off the project. I used to be on it.
ID got f***ing booted because he's a slow f***ing old slow hand. That's why.
My bio on my website used to say I'm one of the least prolific yet somehow most successful producers to emerge from the scene of the Netherlands. Absolutely smashing it up.
Don't floor destroyer.
Thank God I've decided to keep that tribal.
Kills it every time. Like adding sugar to tea. James Brown samples to hip-hop. Go.
Who the f*** else is on the album?
I think you got everyone.
I think I got everyone.
Current Value, Panacea, The Panacea, Silent Killer, Donnie.
Yeah.
Did you do something with LTJ Bookham?
That is f***ing right, dude. That's it.
Bookham, of course, the main inspiration behind all kind of Shakespeare basslines.
And Teddy Pendergrass.
I always mix this part with a noisier hip-hop track. Except when you play it for a non-Dutch speaking audience, they just stare at you. like a cross between halftime bizzle and not halftime bizzle, regular bizzle.
Feeling this tune big time, bruv.
Something unsigned?
I would like to take it personally for Algorithm right now, but we kind of backed up with projects.
Who's this one by?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to pronounce his name.
Lucio
Dove. Lucio Dove. Lucio Dove. There we have it. That's it. Smashing up the dawn. Ugly but reality.
Currently unsigned.
Where's he from?
From Russia.
He's from Russia, yeah. And this
that is the least Russian sounding name I've ever seen in my life.
It is, but the funny thing is, before this, his name was called Pooh. P-O-O-H. I told him it's a bad name, he should drop it. Go with something different. He came up with this. I think this is way better. It's a little bit long, but I think I can roll with Lucio de Romanes.
Yeah, at least he doesn't have to come up with a new name when he branches over into house.
Yeah, exactly.
So, labels that would be interested in signing this tune, can they get in touch with the Barcode crew?
Yeah, and the Algorithm crew will gladly pass you along to this man's.
Don't get in touch with the ID crew, it's too slow.
Maybe you'll get an answer in a fucking month. This is fucking sweet. This little bit from Center Spike. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling this one.
He's from Australia, New Zealand.
Australia.
Australia. Australia destroying dances all over the world.
I've played this one out on my last tour and every single time it smashed it up.
I would play it out on all my tours, but I don't have it. Oh, I do. This is the one. I'm very sorry, mate. I do have it. It will be played on all the dances.
Is this one forthcoming on Barcode?
So is it coming out as a 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four.
I heard. I'll secretly let this one out. If you can guess the amount of snare drum hits in this song, it's 6 minutes and 36 seconds, you win a prize. You could be one of these girls dancing around us right now. The snares are coming to get you. That's the sound of yourself,
waking up the dawn.
Every time. Big surprise there. Explain this technical term, waffling. MP3 protection. It'd be wonderful to be playing somewhere in Russia and to hear yourself waffling over some unreleased tune. And that DJ Ball Crusader is playing right there and then. Waffle, waffle. Breakdown is really tickling me. So if you hate the Panacea and Counter-Strike both, can't stand them, hate their music, and you like the color green, it is your time to buy the record. Green for gold! Lovely techno bassline.
Of ID's ESL 9.
Just an interesting fact for everyone. Everyone's tinnitus is at a different frequency.
Okay.
And everyone's got it. And if you don't have it, or you think you don't have it, you're just not hearing it because of your other tinnitus. It's like stacked tinnitus. The Panacea smashing up the 909 right symbol.
What? That's what he's doing.
Dudes, I just call him as I hear him. The sad thing is, we can see the naked girl here. Donnie can. He is SOL. Counter-Strike's favorite ID track.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one.
So yeah, this is Brimstone by the one that is known as Oogde.
Or ID.
Or ID for those that don't speak Afrikaans or Dutch.
Forthcoming on
Prospect Recordings. I was completely at a loss for a title for this song. But I sampled something from an old TV show called Brimstone. It was on, I think, in 93, and it got cancelled in favor of the X-Files.
Okay.
X-Files became a big hit. Brimstone wasn't really. Brimstone was about a dude who goes to hell. Destroy. He's a police officer. His wife gets killed or raped or something, or maybe both, not necessarily in that order. And Satan sends him back to Earth to collect lost souls. But yeah, there's this chick that he works with, and all of a sudden it turns out that she's one of the lost souls, and she starts talking about the destruction of Earth, which is always a good serious drum and bass sample. Most of my tracks are about the destruction of the Earth.
Sounds pretty good. Labels is coming out on?
This is Evil Intent number 13.
Okay.
Currently going to press. Testings have been approved. The testings were nice. Nice. It's fun when you're doing collabs like this, because I'll sit there and I can finally do something that sounds exactly like Evil Intent. And AJ will sit there, oh, I can finally use a hardcore sound and do something that sounds like you. For those who don't know, the stab in this song is from Source Code, I'm Not a Number, which no one will know.
Yeah, what the f*** is that?
Hardcore. Yes, this is where the Eastern Europeans usually scream.
I'm feeling these little hooky bits you got going on in this session.
You like my hooky bits?
The hooky hooky.
This one forthcoming on Hardware is a little something from C4C.
Absolute dance floor stormer, mate.
I know that sound from somewhere. Reactor.
Really?
That's from Reactor, yeah. One of the Reactor instruments.
Reactor smashing up the
spotted,
dance.
Spotted, mate.
People get... And that's James Brown.
Yeah.
Connection Identity smashing up the congas. Where would drum and bass be without congas? On Cape Point, I tell you.
That's the shit right there, kicking their faces off.
Drum and bass is so serious.
Yeah.
This podcast is very serious.
This one going out to Vinny the Vado.
Viado.
Viado.
Grande puta Viado.
Are we cursing?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the Infonic stuff, and of course BTK. I'm feeling this one because it puts a bit of a twist on the techno sound.
So another one by ID.
Domino.
What's this one coming out on?
It's the Flip to Brimstone, actually.
Okay, so Prospect.
Coming out on Prospect Recordings.
I mean, this tune's pretty sweet, but the snare needs to come like up like 0.73 dB.
I've had two people tell me to turn up the snare, and I completely disregarded them because I lost the project file. This is very siren-y. I was sitting at home 4 hours before a Prospect event, thinking to myself, what do you make when you want something to go off on the dance floor? You make a siren sound.
Yeah.
If people have never heard a track before, but you play a siren, everyone will throw up their hands. Try it. Try it, it works.
Some ID advice?
Add more siren to your song, but turn the snare up, otherwise people like Counter-Strike are going to keep complaining about it. For me, I don't know, means a couple of different things to a couple of different people, but I remember the first time I heard Ministry, it was this tune. I was feeling it big time, and that was about a f***ing long time ago, I think something like 17 years. I remember me and Carl Fremen had a band called Eraserhead, and we were like doing we were doing like industrial band covers, like stuff like Ministry, Godflesh, like that. So when I could, I just thought it would be fun to do a bootleg of this track because it just reminds me of that time.
The Ministry caused me to do really weird experiments on my Commodore 64, making grindcore metal with Commodore 64 drums and bass lines. Very strange.
sounds
a lot like this, actually. The thing with Ministry is I could never understand that dude.
I can tell you what he says in this song.
He
says, sure, burning inside.
He might as well have said, yeah, two sausages with fries. I have no idea.
Two sausages with fries! Right. I want motherfucking ketchup.
Absolutely freezing.
My mighty tandoori. Sal's ass is aching.
Hurting so badly.
You can hear the strain in his voice. But it's not from Donnie, it's from sitting on the ground.
Donnie on his way over here.
In July.
Yes. South Africa is a blast. Homegrown is, for those who don't know, is the longest running drum and bass night in South Africa.
Yes.
It has destroyed every time, yet cannot be stopped. Hard, tear your ass apart drum and bass. I had a really great time here and now I'm just filth casting it up. In between eating fish and chips, bungee jumping, alligator wrestling, seal hunting. Donnie, you should know, we have given you a picture
to every great white shark we can find in the area. They've all been alerted to your presence and will be on the lookout, hunting you.
Last one for Podcast 03, a lovely collab by Counter-Strike and ID.
This is our first one, isn't it?
Where was this tune written?
We met in 2004 at a prospect party in Rotterdam, and this is a long-distance collab.
Yeah.
No real studio interaction. But
I was throwing the metal at you, and you were throwing the hardcore at me. And this is what came up.
Yeah, I remember time stretching the metal vocals, and I remember you messing with the kick drums. It was very fun. This is definitely one of the funnest collabs ever.
It is.
One of the first tracks with a half-tempo breakdown.
Yeah.
Or half-time bizzle, as it is now known. Take it off the motherfucking set. Decided to make Sile super uncomfortable. Sile in the studio on all fours, getting crazy with it.
You feel like such a bitch sitting there.
Say something about this track.
Listening to the Barcode Filth Cast.
Mmm.